Welcome in. Today we're building something that's pure jungle DNA, but with a clean, modern workflow in Ableton Live 12, an urban echo dub siren instrument you can actually play, automate, and perform like it's part of the arrangement. In old school jungle and drum and bass, a dub siren isn't just a sound effect, it's a signpost. It tells the listener, we're turning the corner. It builds tension into the drop, it answers the snare, and it glues breakdowns together. So the goal is not make it loud and annoying. The goal is make it musical, crunchy, and controllable. By the end, you'll have one instrument rack called Urban Echo Siren, made with stock devices. It'll have that sampled through something texture, dubby echo movement, and performance macros that keep you out of trouble when the feedback starts getting excited. All right, set the stage first. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Get a basic loop going. A break. A bass, a sub-even placeholders are fine. This matters because our delay timing and ducking need to feel like they belong to your groove, not like a random preset. Create a new MIDI track and name it Siren. Keep it simple, now we build the source. You've got two solid choices, Waveitable for modern control or Operator for that old box energy. I'll walk Waveitable first, and I'll tell you how to translate it to Operator right after. Drop Waveitable on the Siren track. Set Oscillator 1 to basic shapes, and pick a sine or triangle. Leave Oscillator 2 off for now. Keep voices at 1. We want a mono, focused siren, not a pad. Turn glide on, and set the glide time somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds. This is a big part of the siren bend. It's subtle, but it's the difference between a synth note and a call. Now add the whale movement. Use LFO1 and map it to Oscillator 1 pitch. Make the LFO shape a sine wave. Turn sync on, and set the rate to something like 1/4 or 1/8. Then bring up the amount until you're getting that classic rise and fall. A good starting zone is plus or minus 3 to 7 semitones. Teacher tip, don't decide the exact pitch range in solo. Listen with the break running. The siren should weave around the groove, not bulldoze it. If you prefer Operator instead, swap Waveitable for Operator. Use algorithm 1, just Oscillator A. Set Osca to sine. Give the amp envelope a short attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, and a release around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Then use Operator's LFO, destination pitch, rate sync to 1/4, amount roughly 15 to 35, and tune by ear until it feels like a proper whale. Cool. Now we make it crunchy in the right way. Right after your synth, add saturator. Pick a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive it around 3 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. This is the first layer of hardware illusion. Not harsh distortion, more like you're pushing a cheap input and it starts to smile a bit. After saturator, add redux. Set down sample somewhere between 2 and 6 and start at around 3 bit reduction. Keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 14 bits. Then set dry/wet to about 10 to 30%. Important note here. Heavy redux tends to turn into fizzy sand, especially in the highs. We're going for sampled texture, not a shower of glass. So think a little, and let the echo do the drama. After redux, add auto filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff around 4 kHz as a starting point, with a range somewhere between 2.5 and 6 kHz depending on how bright your break is. Resonance around 0.25 to 0.45, and add a touch of drive, like 2 to 5. This filter is your safety net. It's also your vibe control. Jungle sirens are rarely super bright. They live in that tasty mid-range, above the bass weight, but below the hats. Now shape it like a call, not a constant drone. Go back to your synth amp envelope. Set attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 700. Bring sustain down a lot. You can even take it close to minus infinity if you want pure stabs, or keep it around minus 6 dB for a slightly held call. Release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. This is arrangement thinking. If the siren sustains forever, it stops being special. But if each note has a designed beginning and end, you can place it like a vocal ad-lib. Now for the signature, the Urban Echo. Add echo after auto filter. Turn sync on. For 170 BPM, start with a time of 3/16. If you want more swingy feel, try 1/8 dotted as an alternate. Set feedback around 45 to 70%. Dry/wet around 25 to 45%. Now inside echo, filter the repeats. High pass at about 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 3 to 6 kHz. This is non-negotiable if you want the mix to stay clean. Low end in the echo will fight your sub and turn the whole track into mud. Add modulation drift. Mod amount around 5 to 15%. Rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Then the character section. Bring in a little noise, maybe 2 to 8%, and add wobble, maybe 5 to 20%, until it feels like tapish instability. One more practical move, keep an eye on echo output. If feedback starts stacking, pull the output down by 3 to 9 dB. We want dub energy, not a limiter emergency, performance move you'll use forever. Automate feedback up for one bar to build tension, then snap it down right after. That snapback is the difference between pro dub throws and a runaway loop that eats your drop. Now we'd add space behind the echo, but we keep it tight. Add reverb after echo. Size around 20 to 35%. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 4 to 7k Hz. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Think of this reverb like a room you can feel, not a cloud you disappear into. The echo is the headline. The reverb is the atmosphere. Now we make it a performance instrument. Select the full device chain and group it into an instrument rack. Ctrl G on Mac, Ctrl G on Windows. Open the macro mapping, and let's build an 8 macro playbook. Macro 1. Whale rate. Map it to your LFO rate, and set the range so it stays musical. Something like 1/8 up to 1/2 is a great performance window. Macro 2. Whale depth. Map to LFO pitch amount. Set it from subtle movement to dramatic whales. Macro 3. Tone. Map to auto filter cutoff. This is your dark to bright knob. Macro 4. Bite. Map to redux dry slash wet, or saturator drive if you prefer. I like redux wet for sampled flavor and saturator drive for push the box flavor. Macro 5. Echo time. Map echo time and limit it to a few useful values like 1/8, 3/16, and 1/4. If you can't hit totally random times, you'll stay in the pocket. Macro 6. Feedback. Map echo feedback, and this is where you set safe limits. Cap it. Do not let it hit 100 unless you want chaos on purpose. Macro 7. Wobble. Map echo wobble or modulation amount. This is your tape mood. Macro 8. Space. Map reverb dry slash wet, something like 5 to 20%. Extra coached note, in live, the difference between dub and oops is usually one macro turn. So for any macro that can spike volume or self-oscillate, set minimum and maximum values in the macro map. A gig safe rule is, set feedback so repeats only grow while you're holding the note, not after you release it. Now we make it sit in a rolling DNB mix. Add a compressor at the end of the rack. Enable sidechain. Set audio from to your drum bus, or whatever track your main drums are on. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until the siren ducks around 2 to 6 dB when the snare hits. And here's a vibe upgrade. Think of ducking not just as cleanup, but as groove. If you can duck the wet tail harder than the dry hit, the repeats will pump with the break. That's a very jungle feeling. The space breathes with the drums. If you want the cleaner version later, you can move echo and reverb to a return track and sidechain compress just the return. But for now, the one-track method gets you results fast. Okay, now let's talk placement, because this is where the siren becomes jungle instead of random effects. Try an 8-bar breakdown marker. One siren call every 2 bars, and you gradually increase feedback as you approach the drop for drop spice. One short call on bar 1 of a 16-bar phrase, then leave it alone. Don't step on your own groove. For the turnaround, bars 15 to 16. Automate feedback up and filter down so it feels like it falls into the next phrase. And for a fake out, right before the drop, quickly change echo time from 3/16 to 1/8. It feels like the room tightens and the track grips harder. Another placement trick that feels very conversational. Answer the snare. Put the siren right after the snare, on the end of 2 or 4, instead of always landing on the bar line. Now let's cover the common mistakes, so you don't spend an hour wondering why it sounds wrong. If echo feedback runs away, it's because you didn't cap it or you didn't automate it back down. Plan your exit. If the whole mix gets cloudy, you probably left too much low end in the echo or reverb. High pass them at 250 to 500. If it's fizzy and harsh, you likely overdid redux. Keep it subtle and let filtering do the tone shaping. If it stops feeling special, you're using it too often. Treat it like a vocalist. Strategic, not constant. If the stereo feels smeared, your effects are too wide. Keep the main siren fairly narrow, and if you want width, put it mostly in the wet tails. Now a few spicy upgrades, still stock, still practical. If you want a stronger sampled hardware illusion, put a very short simple delay before echo, 1 to 5 milliseconds, 100% wet, almost no feedback. Keep it so subtle you feel it more than you hear it. If it starts flanging, back it off. If you want more air horn edge without turning up bit crush, layer a tiny noise burst, either a second oscillator or a second chain. Fast decay, low level, band pass around 2 to 6 kHz. It gives that speaker sensation. And if you want each note to feel like a designed call, add a little pitch envelope, a quick rise or drop over 150 to 400 milliseconds. Glide plus pitch envelope plus LFO equals instant siren personality. One more musical tip. Tune it to the track. If your tune is in F minor, try siren notes like F and C, or F and Eb. Even through heavy effects, the listener feels when it's harmonically related. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice, so you actually lock this in. Build the rack exactly as we did. Make a 16-bar loop at 170 with break and bass. Write a simple MIDI siren pattern for bars 1 to 8, one note every two bars. Try something like D3, then F3, then G3, then bars 9 to 16. Add two extra calls in bar 15 to build tension. Automate feedback from about 45% up to 70% over bars 13 to 16, then drop it back right at the phrase change. Automate tone so the filter closes slightly before the drop and opens on bar 1. Then do the most jungle thing you can do. Resemble it. Record a 16-bar performance to audio, then cut out your 4 best moments and place them as fills around your drums. Commit the vibe, then edit. That's how you get happy accidents without leaving your mix unstable. Before we wrap, here's a quick homework style challenge if you want to level this into a performance rack.